straight from Brooklyn, better known as Brooklyn.
Never taking shorts because Brooklyn's the borough.
And yes, welcome to episode 2 of the Streetcast.
Yup.
I'm your host, Brooklyn.
And you got your boy, Spaceballs, in the building.
Yes, in the building. This is episode 2. Today is June 25th, 2011. And we're back in this bitch.
Back up in it.
Yeah, man. So, another week. Feeling good today. Loving this beat.
Yeah, this beat is flavor.
Oh my god, gotta turn it up a little bit, man. Woo! Got another good show, hopefully, for y'all.
We'll try.
Thanks for the feedback from episode 1. We really appreciate it. Word. And all that stuff. You know. So let's jump right in.
Wait, real quick. So, this is 1994 hip-hop.
Right.
Like, where did it all go?
What do you mean?
Where did
the flavor
go? Yeah.
I ask myself that a lot. I think it's the commercialism of hip-hop that just killed it, man.
Yeah, I guess so. Sucked the life out of it.
Right. You have people going into it for the wrong reasons. Whenever you have people going into things for the wrong reasons, it loses the soul. There's no heart and soul. You know?
True indeed. I just had to say that real quick. Yeah, I just miss it.
Yeah.
I used to love her. Whatever.
On a lighter note, though.
I know, man.
What's our first topic for today?
I mean, we were going to start just talking about, like, keeping it moving.
Oh, keeping it moving.
Keeping it moving. Like,
shit.
Not getting stuck on things, not getting stuck on stupid, not getting stuck on the past, like, just progress.
It's funny that you mentioned that as the first topic after us just talking about hip-hop being dead. Because we're sitting here like, what happened? We're so stuck on what we think is good hip-hop or actually hip-hop. I don't even think I count the music that's out nowadays as hip-hop. Like, that stuff just doesn't even sound dope to me. Like, so it's funny to just think, damn, are we are we stuck on, you know, stuck in the past or not moving on? Like,
I think everybody gets stuck on certain things,
right?
Especially things that they feel are important. It's like you get stuck on it because you remember a time when it was perfect to you or when it had a certain quality.
Right.
And then, like, maybe as it gets older, it no longer has that same feeling.
It's nostalgia, man. Nostalgia is a really powerful feeling.
It is.
In anything. It's like, I mean, with music, with relationships, you know, sometimes you're just sitting down and you think about moments that you've had with certain people and you're like, oh, that's the stuff that it kind of like gets you to, it kind of like gets under your skin and kind of evokes the biggest feelings, you know?
Why does the past evoke the strongest emotion?
Because it reminds you of a place when everything was great. Mm. It's being taken back to that place you wish you can go to.
It's funny, though, because probably when you were there, things weren't that good. But because it's in the past, it's like we're always chasing.
Well, no, past. I think, yeah, I think it's because you're isolating that moment. I think sometimes, like, we don't appreciate what we have because it's clouded by all of the other, like, little things that we're choosing to focus on instead of that beauty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, this person is, you know, they piss me off, but at the same time, we shared all these great moments, so we tend to look at what we want to look at and not the whole picture. Mm. You know what I mean? So, like, in retrospect, when you're just homing in on these specific things that were great, you're not looking at everything and all of the good stuff, you know? I mean, all of the bad stuff. You're just looking at the good stuff. And that's kind of dangerous, too, because then sometimes you go back to a situation.
I know.
And you're like, oh, fuck. Like.
But then there are people that can't get past the bad stuff in the past also.
Right.
And can't get past it to the point where they can't even create a better future for themselves. They're so stuck on the evils that happened in the past.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's true. I think there's two forms of that, though. I think one form of that is not being able to let go of things that the other person has done to them, And then there's just people who have behaviors that they can't get past. Like, you know, they, you know, oh God, yeah, I've been in that situation too, where, you know, they want you to change certain things that you do,
right,
but they don't want to work on themselves either. They want you to accept them as they are with the negatives and positives, but, you know, so it's kind of like, well, we all have to be striving to be a better people. You know, you can't just have one person trying to do that in any situation. Like, I think it's our responsibility to kind of be a better person and try not to do the same shit over and over, you know, like, you know, someone shouldn't have to accept it. I mean, yeah, it's easy to sit down and say, yo, you know, the person who I meet next should accept this about me, you know, whatever, but that's kind of irresponsible. I mean, that's kind of like, why not just, you know, change that about yourself or try to change it?
A lot of times people don't see the things wrong with them, and it's easy for someone else to point it out, but for you to see the wrongs that are in you, it's always more difficult.
Right.
Like, I can look at you and be like, oh, A, B, and C are wrong with you.
Right. You'd be like, yo, Brooke, you're an asshole.
Yeah, you know that. But you may not see that as a problem, or you may not have analyzed that at all. Which is worse? Probably not seeing it as a problem.
Right.
You know?
Not wanting to hear it. Or I'm so wrapped up in saying, you're rude to even say that. You're an asshole for saying that. I'm not even hearing what you're saying.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You're such an asshole that when I call you an asshole, you think I'm the asshole.
Right.
I'm calling you an asshole.
Right. I'm so wrapped up in being mad at you, I'm not even seeing my own shit.
Asshole.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. I think what we're saying here is it all starts with ourselves. Like,
yeah.
You know, you just hope that other people that you interact with, that, you know, whether it's friends or lovers or whatever, loved ones, you would hope that they're, you know, trying to bring a better person to the situation after an event. I guess that's why we started with that, right? Like, coming back to an event as a different person or slightly modified, better version of that person, so you don't run into the same drama again.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're going off. But nostalgia is powerful, though. Like, it's, you know, it's definitely something to be aware of.
And also, speaking of nostalgia, like, I mean, even beyond the more, like, abstract concepts and, you know, things like that, just keeping it simple, like, with fashion. Like, I love nostalgia. Like,
Jordans.
I buy Jordans. But I only buy retro. Like, I only buy the old ones. I think the new ones are really whack. And I don't know if it's because I'm stuck in an era where I was a kid and I saw the sneakers and I was like, man, I want those. I can't get them now, but one day I'm
gonna have them. Because the space boot Jordans are just whack, though, to me. Like, you know?
Space boot Jordans.
They just look like space boots. Once they hit that point where they started looking like space boots, they lost me. I'm like, I can't. No, I'm not wearing space boots.
I remember, I don't remember what number Jordan it was, but I just remember one of my friends coming to school with these Jordans on, and they were so ugly.
Yeah.
And I was looking at them like,
you paid like how much for that? 100?
And that's when they upped the price on them. I think those were like $170.
Yeah, it was
like
ridiculous.
That.
Back in the day, too.
I think it came in
back in the day. That was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, I was in high school. It came in like a metal suitcase. Like, the Jordans came in a metal suitcase. And he wore them. I know he felt so fly. Right. And I just remember looking at them like, God, these are the ugliest shoes I've ever seen in my life. And I love Jordans. I just feel like they get really, really whack after the 13s. And I like 13s and prior.
How does the 13s look?
The 13s, I have to show you a picture of them. I'll just pull up a picture of them. That'll make it simpler for you.
I guess that'll be in the show notes.
That'll be in the show notes. I'll put them on the blog. The 13s and prior are fly. Anything after the 13s?
Space boots.
Totally space boots. Yeah. Totally space boots.
I like Dunks.
Dunks are fly because
sneaker of choice.
Dunks are a classic design.
Right.
Those were the 13s, right?
Yeah, that's right after that they lost me. I wasn't even hot on that design, to tell you the truth.
Those are.
That's the beginning of the space era.
I'd say
Space Boot era.
Anything.
Those were alright though. I like the blue ones.
Yeah, I had the blue ones.
Yeah, those are hot.
I had the blue ones twice.
That's around where. That's when I stopped buying Jordans. Right before that one.
Everything
after the Bugs Bunny joints, I was gone.
They fell off, and it's because the designer, like I think the guy that designs them, these were the last that he did, and then he somebody else started designing them, and they became Space Boots.
Fucked up.
What you gonna do?
Yeah.
Anyway, on to the next one, man. On to the next one. So, in the more pop culture news. So last week we spoke a little bit about Chris Brown and Frank Ocean and their whole beef, which actually turned into like real beef, kind of, sort of. It seems Chris Brown sent some goons after Frank Ocean to share a few words. I mean, I don't really know exactly what to call it, but they chased them down and yeah. Pretty much threatened him. So here's a real quick clip of the audio. If it'll work. Well, screw it. The audio's not working, but...
Damn.
Pretty much they have some dudes chasing Frank Ocean down in his car in the streets of L.A. saying he needs to come back to the dance studio. Chris Brown wants to fight him. At the dance studio.
Wait, why is the audio not working?
Try it one more time.
Is that in the right?
Yes. Technical difficulties, folks. Bear with me.
Nigga, I don't know you either, nigga.
Frank Ocean running.
That's all you gotta do.
Yo, Frank Ocean, what it do?
Take the fade, nigga.
Take the fade, what it do?
For real, nigga, you a mark, bro. If you don't take the fade, you say something else, you a mark on West Side Over, nigga, you a mark. Nigga.
Look,
all over, you a mark if you don't take the fade, though.
All over, nigga, what it do?
He on the studio. Hey,
come on,
nigga, come back.
Fuck you acting like that, fuck, come on. We want it, nigga, come on. You want it? Come on.
We didn't,
come on.
Nigga,
Who the fuck is Chris Brown hanging out with?
No. But what's crazier about that, or not even crazy, it's like, essentially, you have two groups of dudes yelling outside of cars, and ain't nothing going down. So
right,
you have one dude
it.
In the car, like, what the fuck are they yelling at? I guess that was Frank Ocean, and then you have Chris Brown's people or whoever, so they say, right?
Yeah, supposedly.
Yelling at him, so it's like...
Allegedly.
You yelling at him from the car, nobody gets out the car. So really, I'm just saying, so...
I mean, they're both R&B dudes, first and foremost, and it's like, why are you guys really beefing? Like, what's the point? And then you send people after this other dude who's also R&B.
But how do we even know that, though?
How do we
have
know
no
what?
Confirmation of that they even know? You know, it's just a video on the internet.
It's on World Star Hip Hop. It's got to be true. Like, I don't even I don't even see a point. It's true. It's on World Star. We just watched it.
I just saw some dudes yelling out of car.
But they were yelling at him, why don't you take the fade? Whatever take the fade means, I guess take the fade means fight? I don't know the young boy lingo, but I guess they want him to come back and fight Chris Brown at his dance studio.
They want to fight Chris Brown at the dance studio. It was a beat it video. Like, come on, man.
We here laughing.
Nasty. You know,
Chris Brown wants him to come back to the dance studio. So imagine Chris Brown back at the studio with the mirrors.
Pop locking. Come on, man. Come on, son.
Getting ready for the fight.
Yeah.
That's your boy.
Right.
That's your boy, Chris Brown. Breezy.
Right.
Anyways.
Moving on.
So, another thing that happened. So, Ron Artest is a, you know, he's a basketball player. He was on the Lakers when they won their championship. He recently decided to change his name. Ron Artest, he's New York's own. Ron Artest, he's from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
He's changing his name.
Was he from Queensbridge?
Is he? I thought he's from Brooklyn.
That's why he's from Queensbridge, but go ahead.
Is he?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
You have to look that up.
Okay. That's, you know, neither here nor there. But so he changes his name to what, though?
get this. Ron Artest changes his name to Meta World Peace.
Meta.
Meta.
Like meta tags.
Meta.
Meta World Peace.
I think it has a more philosophical meaning than meta tags. It's with two T's, not one. Meta World Peace. What do you think about that, Brooke?
I think it's his name. He can do whatever the hell he wants, but that shit sounds dumb. People do dumb shit all the time, right?
I guess so.
But it's like, is that a publicity stunt?
Is it?
I don't know. Did that Ocho Cinco do change his name back?
No, his name is Ocho Cinco. Oh, it's not. It's no longer Johnson. I could see if my last name was Johnson, I'm changing to something cool.
Yeah, because that's generic as hell. No, no offense.
No offense to the. Shouts out to the Johnsons.
Johnsons. But, oh man, yeah. I know some generic named people. Sorry.
Meta World Peace. That's his new government. Love it or leave it alone. Mm. You know. I'm just saying.
I don't know. That's crazy.
Whatever. Meta World Peace.
Shouts out. We never did talk about the whole. And I guess, you know, the whole wiener thing. Sometimes things just happen and it sounds almost like made up, you know, like I was telling you earlier about the story. I went out last night and outside of the spot, they had a security guard. Actually, it was a police officer and a dude at the door, right? And they said that this dude woke up in the parking lot and didn't have no pants and no shoes. He basically, I don't know if he got knocked out or it looked like he passed out. He was probably drunk and passed out in the parking lot and woke up and he had no pants and no shoes. And he was just in just boxers and walked up to them with socks on. And they was like, they couldn't believe it. He got robbed. He's like, he didn't have no wallet, no car, no keys, no nothing. Like,
I feel like it was women. I feel like he got by some chicks.
I think he got by somebody homeless that was like, new pants. Some new pants, some new shoes.
New shoes.
Are those Jordans?
New shoes.
New shoes. Take it to the boondocks.
Damn, that sucks.
It's like, what? You woke up without no pants?
Dude, that's
like from some Friday shit, right?
That's what I was thinking. Ezel.
Ezel.
Let me borrow your VCR.
But that's when you see things in movies, sometimes it's like, it's inspired by something, right?
Yeah. Cats getting knocked the fuck out, waking up with no pants on.
Yeah, man.
So, that's funny.
Oh,
man. So, another internet thing is going on. So, supposedly, there's this rapper named Lil Zane. He was out in the early 2000s. He has a few wax songs. He sounds like Tupac almost.
He said he has a few wax songs.
So supposedly he got signed to Young Money, Cash Money Records. Lil Wayne decided to invest in this new guy, and I'm just like, why? Not this new guy. This old guy who had his little. I think Ja Rule knocked him out of his spot.
What?
I think he was hot, and then I think Ja Rule came around and became like the new hot short dude.
Oh, Lil word?
Zane kind of vanished.
Wait. Ja Rule is back?
No.
What?
Lil Zane was out back in the day.
Oh.
Then he got whack, and I think it was because
he got whack, but he was always whack though.
He was whack, but people liked him.
Who?
Women and shit.
Nah.
Yeah. Yeah, like a few hit songs.
Like what?
This one song.
I'm called... glistening.
Oh man, you put me on the spot.
I'm glistening.
Hold on.
He sounds like one of them.
Track. I'm gonna find a track.
One of them nasty R&B dudes that have a song like that.
I'm gonna find a track. Just hold on for a second. Let me see if I can find a track.
That little Zane dude.
Yeah, him.
Oh, yeah, he was whack though.
Yeah, but I'm saying
he had his few pop hits.
That's what I'm saying. He had tracks.
Nigga way bigger than the mother cat you love to see.
He sounds like Tupac. Let him rap real quick.
It's like we're doing a lot of interviews.
Yeah,
just
people
calling my name everywhere. Hey,
Zach. No, he did like he was trying to be Tupac.
Come on,
man.
A little like a celebrity. A made nigga way bigger than you. I'm getting paid like I'm supposed to. My homie put it on my mobile, wanna hang, we still close to. I switch position with the pole cats. I write raps, make millions like that. I like that. And I never was a rich man. A rubber band for a wristband. Got dope, I had a switch plan. Strong, still don't stop.
Man, that's hard. That's like...
Isn't that like the worst Tupac bite ever?
I mean... Damn.
Yeah, man.
That's fucked up.
Well, he just signed, supposedly, I don't, all this shit comes from the internet, so who knows if it's true. But supposedly, Lil Wayne, Young Money Records just signed this dude. So, that says a lot about the quality of music that they'll be making in the future.
It have been, I mean.
Yeah. I can't front, though. I cannot front. I actually like some Drake songs.
Such as?
I like that new Drake joint.
Gonna have to play some. Gonna have to find it.
Come all on. Right.
You can't I'm just say one. It. I like you can't just I'm make statements about
no,
R&B.
No, no. I got it, man. I got it, man. Hold on.
R&B rappers. I think that's his genre. R&B rap.
Who, me?
No.
Oh, Drake?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he gets the dudes with the lyrics, and then he gets the girls with the singing. You know? That's how he does it. Can't even hate on dude, man. Dude is like
rapping B.
Dude does his thing, man. Don't hate on him.
I'm not hating. I just his last album was whack. I tried to listen to it. It was like, oh, it's gonna be the shit, you know.
Oh yeah, I thought the album was kind of whack too. Actually,
kinda.
You know, it was. All right, here goes the Drake song I'm feeling right now.
Okay.
Yeah, here it comes. And this is actually a DJ Khaled song, and it's not even about the block. It gets long.
DJ Khaled!
DJ Khaled, he's the best! So
screaming
I ain't went this hard since I was 18. Apologize if I say
the singing isn't what I like.
Anything I don't mean.
Would you have to start apologizing for songs like, you like?
We can
no, you can do it,
some fun,
I think.
And
like, don't listen to that part. He's like, ignore the beginning, in the middle. Hold on, like that part.
Get it while you here, boy. Cause all that hype don't feel the same next year, boy. Yeah. And I'll be right here in my spot with a little more cash than I already got. Tripping off you cause you had your shot. With my skin tan and my hair long. With my fans who've been so patient. Me and 40 back to work, but we still smell like a vacation. Hate your rumors, hate the bullshit, hate these fucking allegations. I'm just feeling like the throne is for the taking. Watch me take
all I care about is money in the city that I'm from. I'ma sip until I feel it. I'ma smoke it till it's done. I don't really give a fuck in my excuses that I'm young. And I'm only getting.
Something I guess we can talk about.
Well, real quick, this last part of the song I want you to really listen to. What are you hearing?
Two white cups that I got that drink. Could be purple or could be pink. Depending on how you mix that shit. Money to be gotten, I'ma get that shit. Cause I'm on.
So, is he drinking scissor too? He's like, two white cups. I got my drink. It could be purple. It could be pink.
Well, you know, he's in good company for that. So.
Right. And Rick Ross rhymes next, and then Lil Wayne. So.
Okay. Well, they in the studio with all that.
Drinking all the cough syrup.
Good luck with that shit.
Anyway, I like the song. Drake, don't get caught up on that cough syrup stuff.
But oh yeah, Toronto, man. That just reminded me of, like, I guess the club. I think we're gonna talk about this later, just like and my old butt, right? So we had a segment where we're gonna talk about, like, am I old, but
yeah, is it just cause I'm old?
Is it just cause I'm old? And I don't think it's just cause I'm old. I think that I think it's just that clubs in the States are whack. I think clubs and, like, party club scene, that whole scene in the States for the most part is black.
But how can you generalize?
In my experience, I just have had more fun in clubs in other countries. Like, just the atmosphere, the clubs themselves.
What's so fun about them?
the diversity, I think.
You just like exotic women.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's true.
What the hell? That answers it.
I like diverse crowd. You know what it is? I think I like when I could go in a club and hear five different types of music in one club. And not just, I'm going to this party and they're going to be playing Drake all night and some R. Kelly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to go to a club and it just be, oh, this is going to be the black club or this is going to be the techno club. I like to go to the club where it's like, they're going to have DJ spinning everything.
That's what you want to hear?
I want to hear, yeah. I want, you know, the variety and diversity.
You know what I want to hear when I go to a club?
What?
Maybach music.
That's what I want to hear. I want to hear some Ross. I want to hear some... Nah, I'm bullshitting. Nah, I totally get what you're hearing, what you're saying. Like, when I go to a party, I definitely don't just want to hear one type of music. Parties are just better when you, you know, hear something new, in my opinion.
Right.
You know? But I don't know. Maybe there are places in the States that have that. Probably not. Maybe New York.
Miami.
Miami.
Not even in New York that much, dude. Like,
no, I don't think so either.
It's like you go to a club and it's like a black club or a white club.
Right.
There's no, it's like...
So, there's so many clubs in New York.
It's so niche-y, though. Yeah, niche-y or whatever.
Yeah.
There's no, like...
United
world
Nations.
Music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like...
You know, I totally agree with you.
Like, just partying. Like, you go into just a party.
When I went to Mexico, mm-hmm. and I went to this club called The City. Mm-hmm. And... it was the craziest party I've ever been to. It was in Cancun. And it was literally like people from all over the world. They played hip hop. They played house. They played reggae.
Right.
They played electronic.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes.
And it was just like, literally, they had people swinging from the ceiling.
Dancing.
Like, it was nuts.
That's what I'm talking about.
It was a party. It was just a party.
And it's like, after you go to a party like that, you're good off of all of those, like, other whack little parties.
Yeah, like, I can't even front. Like, coming back from that party, like, I haven't really been able to party like that since.
Because it's like, it's like, not the same high.
No,
it's not. Like,
from a party environment, no.
Nah.
And everybody's dancing. It's not like when you go to a club here and it's like, you got your really fucked up people dancing on the floor.
Nobody's really dancing at all.
Looking
really.
Around.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody was
right. Because my thing is this. If we're going to go to a party scene and people are going to be sitting around and you can't talk because it's too loud.
No.
So it's like, it's set up like a lounge, but it's a party and it's music. So it's like, what's the point? You know what I mean? Like, it's just dumb. Like, a couple of the few parties I've been to have been like that in recent months. Like, it's not set up well.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. Maybe you're just old.
It's like, either it's a lounge. If it's going to be a lounge, be a lounge and have music low key and we could talk and socialize. Or if it's going to be a dance party, then just fuck it. Let's just, it just be dancing. You know what I mean? But that whole not knowing what you're really trying to do shit is what I find a lot of parties to be, you know? Or just have a section where people can lounge and talk and then have the dancing sections.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just hard to go from dope-ass clubs to whack-ass clubs.
Like, yeah, it sucks.
Yeah. Because it's like, oh, this is whack. Like, mm-hmm. I went to this club in Brazil where they had, like, the floor was, like, see-through and you could see the people downstairs partying. And it's, like, different musics.
Hmm.
Crazy. Yeah. Like, stuff like that, after that, you're like, yo, I'm good.
I'm going back. It's hard to go back to just like a regular.
Let's go to a bar.
Regular juke joint.
Yeah, let's go to a bar and drink.
Right. And talk about going to fly party.
Right. Let's plan our next fly party trip.
Seriously.
Or whatever. Yeah. But I had went to. I guess I remember that because I had went to this. I was in Caravana a few years back, and we went to this party, and it was really big. Like the venue, and they had like you could go to different ends of the venue and it would just be totally different kinds of music. But then when you're in the middle, it's loungy.
Mm-hmm.
It was dope. Really dope. And everybody was dancing.
I mean, I went to this joint at South by Southwest this year, which is like a huge conference in Austin, music, technology, whatever.
Right.
And they had, I guess that was an anomaly because they had music literally from all over the world, all in one place. But they had those types of parties where it was like music from everywhere, people kind of just enjoying something new, hearing something new, doing something new.
Right.
So, But that was an anomaly. That was a festival, and that was literally the goal was to bring people from all over the place and say, hey, let's listen to different types of music and just enjoy it.
Right.
So, yeah. It does suck to go to these clubs where it's like, we just playing Drake all night.
Right. We just playing the same shit you heard on your urban radio station.
All night long.
Right.
That's
the so-called hot shit.
The hot shit.
The hottest Rick Ross track right now. The hottest Nicki Minaj.
Because we said so.
It's like, come on, man.
Nah, I feel you.
Over that.
Almighty Dollar, man. That's why we hear it. Almighty Dollar. For real.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. That new Currency album came out. It's not that dope.
It's not?
Well, okay.
Ooh.
The dope tracks are dope. But it, you know what I find funny? On a certain part of the album, he says, yo, something about thinking about what happened to when albums used to have interludes. Mm-hmm. And he don't have no interludes on his album. But yo, the dope tracks are really dope. I didn't really get a chance to really listen to it a lot, but it's not as consistently dope, I don't think, as his last album. But the tracks that where he's snapping,
he's going in.
Yo, play that one track.
The
maybe I could play it.
I mean, the thing about Currency, like, I'm gonna create the illest Currency playlist because there are a few tracks on the first Pilot Talk that I like a lot. On Pilot Talk 2, I like most of that album. And if he has a few tracks on this album that I can deal with, then I'm just gonna make a dope Currency playlist and just call it a day.
Right.
And so, be happy with what I have.
Oh, I can't play it on. You gotta play it on that thing.
What's the name of the track?
Money Machine.
Let's see if I can find it.
It's on there.
But, nah, I think Currency's dope.
Yeah, I just like lyrical content, man. With style and dope beats.
Well,
it's like, I like
lyrical content with style.
I want it all.
Let's see. Alright, this may be it.
This may be Money Machines.
Tony said Frank wouldn't last. Now Frank woman upstairs packing bags. Survival of the fittest. Her sponsor no longer living. Plight of these cap ass bitches. When the dreams all ended in the bar slam, casket closed. Welcome to the school of hard knocks. You ain't know you was in road cold. I know what's colder is these streets. When your name no longer hot, you feel me? Seen niggas and bitches go through a dope game. And the music lifestyle hard to attain. But it's easy to get used to it. Try to maintain. Under pressure, only few do it. And that's what inspires you to try. The gleam in your eye manifested in your mind. Then you start your climb. Remembering whoever you step on to come up. You may meet them another time. Fuck them, no. If the foot was in the other shoe, them niggas would stand on you to get a better view. Telling you the truth while taking them to school. Fools don't think how I think. Can't see these lines like I scribble in invisible ink in these tablets. Jet life commandments. Thou shalt not rest until I make my whole fam rich. Fuck you, take me for one of them sucker niggas who forget the set when he blow. Never that JLO. We had this whole world changed by tomorrow. Lighters and OZM in my cars. And no way am I playing with y'all when I say I'm so high. If I was to trip and fall, I'd land on Mars. But don't mistake my highness for blindness. Giving me them fake smiles, I know what's behind them. I swim with the sharks every day. You backstroking with the gubbies. Supposedly big dogs get chopped down. The puppy
criticized, utterly euthanized by these flows I've been crafting secretly in my labyrinth, sleeping on a charred mattress, night so hot, get that girl to the pool before she pass out, living in a Lambo, blue Ferrari underneath the carport, my land show, invite me to your party, reserve me some weather pole, I'm not sure what you thought, fuck pulling off on my launch, got 20 minutes free, how about a fast brunch, pitch me whatever proposals you want, no promises though, I got a lot on my plate, no ham omelets, I'm on my conglomerate, word to the kid, will it a fly, always on top of shit, really, yeah.
It's a long ass verse.
Yeah, that shit didn't even have a hook.
No, it's one verse. Crazy.
Damn, okay.
Snapped on it too, he dropped some jewels.
Yeah, he went in. I was like, where's the hook? No hooks.
He said, they can't see these lines like they scribbled the invisible ink in my tablet.
Yeah, he's going in.
Yeah.
He's one of a few MCs right now that like are really going in, that are getting some kind of buzz, and he's pretty much doing it on his own. Like,
yeah, independent.
Independent, dropping his own shit. He got a little movement going on, you know?
He part of that Dame Dash creative group.
Yeah, which, and it's funny because it's crazy how, like, far in the background Dame Dash stays. Right. Like, Dame doesn't at all try to get any spotlight or claim any involvement. Right. He's just like, let him do his thing. I'm just going to count my paper.
Right.
And call it a day. Go Jets. That's it. You know? But I fucks with Currency.
Yeah.
Spitter. Yeah.
So, yeah. So, Game of Thrones, man. What's up with that?
Man.
I caught an episode of it. It was pretty, pretty interesting, man.
Game of Thrones. It's a good show. Shit. I mean, it's very dialogue heavy, but the plots in it are just so deep that it's like they get you at the end of every episode like, I need to know what's going on.
Well, let's break it down. It's a show basically about a king. It's medieval times, right? It's like a knight.
It is a knight. It's honestly, it's set in another world. It's not set on Earth. It's set in an entirely different universe, whatever. But
so it's not like England or nothing like that.
No, it's not factually England. It's just it borrows elements from medieval history.
Right.
But it's set in a fantasy world, and pretty much the king of this realm dies, and then there are all of these families that are fighting for the throne to pretty much become the next ruler of the realm. So it's pretty much the struggles between these, like, I think it's like seven families or something like that. But it's pretty much the struggles between these groups and like what they're going through.
Allegiances and who's honoring the oaths that they made.
Exactly.
Because a lot of them had oaths to the king.
Yeah.
And then he dies and then they're like,
yeah,
having different kind of
cliques. No spoilers. Right. But yeah. So it's just really well done. I mean, HBO really disappoints me when it comes to like original programming, original series, and I think this is just like another good one.
So have you seen the newest True Bloods?
It hasn't aired yet. Really? It comes out
last week.
Did it start yet?
I think so.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay, maybe not. Yeah, because you might have been here seeing ads for it.
Yeah, not yet. Game of Thrones is out. Louis is out on FX.
I've heard that was really good.
Have you seen the first season?
Have you heard the story about how he got his show going? So he's a comedian, right?
Mm-hmm.
And apparently a bunch of networks pitched it to a bunch of networks, and it's on
it's on FX.
It's on FX, but FX couldn't give him as much money as like the HBOs of the world, mm-hmm, the Showtimes, but they let him have 100% creative control.
Yeah, it's clear.
So he took that over the extra money, basically, and grinded it out. And because he directs it,
yeah,
and he also stars in it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like working his ass off. So he's writing it, or at least part writing it,
right,
directing it, and acting in it. But it's been getting great reviews. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, it's a great show.
I added it. I tried to add it to my Netflix queue, but it's not available yet.
Oh.
It's like coming soon.
Season one was available for sampling, mm-hmm, but it's probably gone by now. But I mean, the thing I like about it, and I'm the type of person, like, I'm always drawn to, like, self-deprecating characters. Mm-hmm. Like,
I so, what type of show is it? Is it, like Curb Your Enthusiasm? Or, like,
what's no, the... No, it's not funny like that. It's a different type of humor. It's like I was saying. It's, like, self-deprecating character, where it's, like, it's this guy. He lives in a city. He's, like, a comedian, but it's just his real life. So, it's, right. like, it's pretty much him playing himself, and the show explores his life on and off the stage. So, like, his dealing with women, him in the city,
his agent,
like, his kids, dealing with, I mean, not even so much as agent, as much as just, like, being a comedian and, like, the real life of being, you know, a local celebrity, pretty
so
much.
So it's like Entourage, almost.
No. Entourage is way flashier. Like,
right. Entourage is more glamorous.
It's way more glamorous. Like, Louis... He lives in a Manhattan apartment. Like, he walks around the city. Like, chicks right. diss him. Like, he's divorced.
Right.
You know, so it's...
He's not trying to be cool.
No, it's and more if you gritty. Listen, if you listen to his stand-up, then you know, like, his style of comedy is more, like, exploring himself and his own personal issues.
Right, okay.
So, like, it's right along those lines. Like, him just being a real kind of person going through... real experiences that we could probably all relate to on some level, you know, but it's nothing far out there like, wow, this is like a celebrity life. It's like, no, this is just Louis C.K. and this is the bullshit in his life, the shit he goes through.
Right.
But it's good. It's a great show.
I need to catch that.
You should definitely see the whole first season. It's that good.
Yeah.
So
it's on my Netflix queue.
Yeah.
Sure.
Stop fronting,
sure.
So, it is what it is. So, yeah, man. Anything else?
That's all I have.
That's all I have, too.
Louis.
Clubs. Louis and the club.
Well, I guess, you know, thanks for joining us. Podcast mm-hmm. episode 2. And we'll be back.
We will.
With more, you know, talking about whatever.
Talking about that bullshit.
This and that and that and this.
Pretty much. So.
Definitely. And we out. Peace.